really, really glad to have him. He is with Tom Owen Forensic Service, LLC. He's a forensic voice expert, and he's been much in the news because his analysis of the enhanced audio tapes in the case of Trayvon Martin. You know what? I never do play the... okay, let's just do this. I never do play the 911 tapes because I don't think it serves us. I think it's really horrible, and as a mom, I don't like listening to it. But let's take a listen right now for the purposes of this interview.
Okay.
Maybe not so much. Let's try that again, shall we? It is 5 o'clock on the dot. It's Radio Free 102.3 KJLH, Compton, Los Angeles, Long Beach, and Inglewood. Radio Free 102.3 KJLH. Well, let's go right to the phone then, because we're having some technical difficulties, apparently. We have Tom Owen on the phone. Good morning, Mr. Owen. Welcome to Radio Free 102.3 KJLH. Mr. Owen, are you there?
Yeah, this is me.
Well, thank you so much for calling in today. We really appreciate your checking in with us. I know you must be bombarded with media at this point.
Yeah, it's quite a circus.
You know, reading reports about the story and about your work, you listen and you analyze the voice tapes, and you said it's hugely unlikely that the person screaming on that 9/11 tape is George Zimmerman. What's the science of that? I mean, how do you compare his voice to the 9/11 tapes? How do you do that?
Yeah. It's a long-standing tradition in voice work. It's a 70-year-old science. It's been around since World War II. And basically, what makes it different these days and what allows us to use out-of-context speech and even different language speech samples is biometric software. And biometric software is able to delineate much of which you couldn't before. In the past, you had to have a verbatim example. You'd have to have Trayvon saying the exact words that were said on the tape, or you'd have to have Zimmerman saying the exact words that were on the tape, but that's no longer necessary.
Technology keeps moving forward.
Yeah, and especially after 9/11, you know, and this is when it really came out, the biometric voice software, because that's how they track terrorists and drug cartel leaders and people that are suspected of, you know, up to no good, so to speak. And it's going on live, and it's going on, you know, post-events, you know, all over the world.
So you're pretty convinced, based on your analysis, that this is the voice heard screaming on the tape is not Trayvon Martin. I mean, is not George Zimmerman.
Yeah, it's not George Zimmerman. I can't say it's Trayvon because I don't have anything to compare it with.
Right, which I would assume would appear at some point. I mean, somewhere there has to be some audio tape of Trayvon Martin talking. In this day and age, we all record ourselves everywhere.
That's true, and you know, the way little kids especially leave messages to other kids and stuff like that. And I've reached out to both the family and also to George Zimmerman's people if they want to provide voice samples, or I'll be happy to take a voice exemplar and so forth. And so far, no takers. I have heard from the family, but then the family is looking for audio and so forth. And I did not hear from Zimmerman's people.
Now, I read in some places that you felt, and I haven't been able to confirm this, that you felt it was likely the voice of a teenager.
No, that's what the other expert says.
Okay.
I'm not making that statement.
Okay. But do you feel that this evidence would hold up in court? I mean, is it presentable in court, this kind of a finding?
Well, I just presented a very similar case in the state of Connecticut recently, State versus Davalu. Sheila Davalu, who was convicted of murdering someone, several attempted murder on one and murder of another. And it was a 911 call, and it was, admitted in the state of Connecticut.
So it could conceivably, and it seems like it could be pretty key. Were you surprised by what you found?
Yes, actually. Because I had heard, or the allegation, the allocution, I should say, was made by the Zimmerman side that that was him, you know, and they were strongly making that that claim. And, you know, I just run the evidence and run the program, and then I don't know how it's going to turn out. And so when it turned out like that, I informed the Orlando Sentinel, who were the people that contacted me about this. And it's just grown from there.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's not going to go away. You know, as a mom, you're not surprised because you figure one person has a gun and they're bigger, and the other one is smaller and doesn't have a gun. It seems logical who would be screaming for help, but you don't consider any of that. You just go strictly by the tonality and the comparison of the quality of the voice. And the way that the person speaks, comparing
right.
earlier calls of George Zimmerman with the actual screaming.
That's correct.
So, you know, it's two experts so far, yourself and the other experts cited in other papers, have come to similar conclusions. Does that mean anything to you? Is that significant?
Well, it's nice to know that other people agree with you, but I mean, it is what it is, and they're not the only ones. I'm sure there were. I've already heard from other experts who have also chimed in, so to speak, who are of the same opinion. So, like you say, it's not going to go away. It's not dead. It's just an issue that's just going to have a separate, different layer put on it on practically a daily basis.
No doubt. One of the things that we've heard repeatedly is that Trayvon Martin's cousin and his mother both heard the call, obviously, and both felt that they were very sure that it was Trayvon Martin. Is that significant in your opinion? I mean, when you're figuring out, analyzing voices, does that play a role at all?
No. I mean, it's nice to know that that's what they say, but, you know, the truth of the matter is the science and the evidence speaks for itself.
Yeah. So what's next? I mean, are you going to be...
I'm just waiting to get possible audio samples from either side and do further testing and so forth. And I put that out there on Soledad O'Brien the other day, and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. Let's try this again. Let's take a listen, see if we can listen to this tape. Okay. Let's take a listen right now, see if we can hear it. No, apparently not. Okay, let's try this one more time, folks. I don't know what, you know what, I don't know what is going on, but we're going to try it again because we are determined. I must admit, I haven't played that much because I can't stand listening to it. And I don't think it's easy for anyone to listen to. But for you, this is probably fairly routine, right?
Well, I wouldn't say it's routine, but we get these kind of calls all the time, you know. Usually they're of this nature where there's, in the middle of an event which is happening, which is, you know, the kind of event that you don't want to find yourself involved in for the most part. And we just have to make the best of it. I mean, and to use the evidence and examine the evidence and let it speak for itself, you know.
Well, Tom Owen, I appreciate your checking in with us this morning. I know you have a really busy schedule. I appreciate the information. Owen Forensic Service, LLC. Do you have a website where we can...
Yes, owenforensicservices.com.
where we can keep abreast of this? Is this something you'll keep, and I'm sure you'll keep a close eye on? What should we be looking for?
Well, I think what everybody should be looking for is people who are actually doing the analysis and stop listening to the people who are just either racist or the other way, you know, the left and the right. They're all saying and making this a race issue and so forth. And to a certain extent, that's true. But, you know, when it comes to the voices don't have any color. So, you know, we need to, as far as my part of it is, we need to focus on that and focus on the evidence and just follow what it tells us.
All right. Well, we appreciate your checking in with us, and we will stop by onforensicservices.com.
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you.
Nice to talk to you as well. That was Tom Owen. He is the one that was brought in by the Orlando Sentinel to analyze that 911 tape and see if he could rule out or rule in whose voice it might be. He said, as you heard, highly unlikely that it is the voice of George Zimmerman.